The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody! What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but Terrific T does an excellent job of making us smile. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Hopefully, before I finish this introduction, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't, but it might help us if we did. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. And we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about that living life as a Christian thingy. To give you an example, I have my grandson back in the hospital, little Easton. And you have to go through those things, whether you go through church or not, whether you have fellowship or not, whether you have prayer or not, you still have to face and encounter those things in life. I was telling T, I have a wonderful new puppy who we thought we were going to have surgery on over the weekend. And it was like, what a challenging weekend. In fact, the more I think about it, the less I should take time off. That's what I'm starting to think. Here's the bottom line, though. We want the opportunity to share with one another, encourage one another. Not everything goes perfect, but we serve a perfect God. And that's the big diff. And so here's what we're going to talk about is maybe you have a comment, an opinion, a thought, or even a question about some of the things that the Lord is doing in your life. Maybe you have a praise report or a prayer request. Maybe you just want to share and kind of make a comment about things that are going on around your world. We just ask you to keep it uplifting. That's our only goal. We also do Bible trivia, as you know. We have a lot of fun doing that. We'll do that in a little bit. But here's the deal. The deal is, if you want to reach out to us, we encourage you to. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that phone number, Terrific T will answer. Let me tell you what that's like. It's like getting breakfast in bed. Come on. Breakfast in bed, right?
Yummy.
Yummy. I like that. I'm a big, I like Eggs Benedict, so I'm just thinking. Eggs Benedict, hash brown. I mean, this is all, you know, grape jelly, toast. Come on, this would work. If you want to reach out to us, by the way, by text, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Plus, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Speaking of which, we encourage you to go to the website. That's the place where you get some information about the show. And we have a few different teachings that are scattered throughout, plus some goofy pictures and a picture of Bert and different things like that. And that's also a place where you can connect if you want to give. Don't have to give, but it is a place that you can give. We encourage you to go to the website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook. He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, check out the website if you get a chance. I'll give you a quick update on Easton, give you a few other things that are going on. Hopefully, we will get to the Greek or the Hebrew word. I think it's a Hebrew word today. Plus some of the other things that we're working on. So my daughter called texted, I should say, the day before yesterday, and they've been having a little bit of problems because when he catches some kind of cold or something, he can't fight it off by himself. This is, you know, you got to think, you know, we're all freaking out to some degree about what COVID could or couldn't be. This is a child whose immune system is open to everything. So it doesn't matter what it is. If it comes in, it's like bad. So they worked with oxygen at home, and they tried to clear his lungs out, and they tried to clear all the stuff out of his nose, getting really tough. And so she reached out to us, and we thought, you know, at this point, you've done everything you can do. Sometimes you got to entrust them to people who spend their lives committed to that type of process. And so they have. He's at the hospital. He's doing steady, which is good. That's what you want. You want him to be steady, and hopefully we'll have some updates either before the show's over or certainly for tomorrow's show. Then I'll just throw this in because I'm gonna. Okay? This is not spiritual. Don't get too over on me. Just listen. So we got a new puppy named Bert, Bert Wayne Spoon. He gets along. Him and Levi now are best buddies, so that didn't take long. I mean, Levi just takes the toy, puts it right in front of Bert. Bert goes to get the toy. Then Levi turns his head because Levi's about twice the size. And then Bert just goes running around in circles trying to get it. Then it's funny, right? But Bert ate something he shouldn't have, which puppies do because we have a big backyard that has a lot of stuff that blows in there. And we thought for sure, guess what? We're going to have to take the dog and have an emergency surgery. We did actually pray. We didn't, you know, come out in Jesus' name. We didn't do that. We just said, Lord, you know what's going on. You know the situation. And the earliest we can coordinate something was for 10 o'clock the next morning. And about 2 hours before that came about, he was able to dislodge everything and be okay. I consider that grace, but it did make for a very interesting weekend. So I was talking to T, and she had a very nice weekend. I'm just a little jealous. But I love you. All right. All right, before we get anything else, I've came across an old pastor note that I wrote, and I want you to hear it. It's a really good note for all of us to consider, especially in lieu of the things that we can go through. Here's what it says. And actually, I wrote it, believe it or not. That's what's so funny. There is a classic old hymn that says, "Just as I am." And this is the key to living in true Christian freedom. Being ourselves just as we are, but continually coming to Jesus without putting on a mask, which is kind of funny because of COVID, without putting on a mask or a front in order to impress people. We all have faults. Some of us have worse faults than others. A few of us can't seem to break the cycle of sin in our lives. We cry and we pray. We might even fast. We seek deliverance, and we ask for mercy on an hourly basis. And then we hammer ourselves into the ground. And yet, all along, God's love has not moved an inch. God's acceptance is the exact same. God's desire for our fellowship hasn't dropped down at all. Because he really does love and accept us. No, he's not jumping for joy over our sin, but he isn't wavering towards us either. And that's what's most important. All of us are in the same boat, and apart from Christ, we can do nothing. I mean, with him and through him, we can prevail against it all. That includes, by the way, our faults. And regardless, God can use us in his kingdom just like he used Elijah. Now, that's a guy. What power that guy walked in was unbelievable. Power from the lips of his mouth. He was, as what many consider to be, the first power prophet next to Moses, using miracles to make his point. And every time he made his point, people were affected. In one instance, he commanded that the rains would stop. The drought lasted over 3 years. In another situation, he stood against 450 prophets of Baal, all by himself. And he prevailed. And yet in his weakness, in his humanity, in his being human, the Bible describes him as a man of like passions to you and me. I suppose that if he ate 50 tacos and drank a ton of soda, he would have gas just like you and me. Sorry. And we know from history that when Jezebel wrote him a nasty letter, he freaked out and he ran. He had failings. He had defeats. He was human. And he was a powerful force for God. These two truths go hand in hand. Let's understand God will use us too. The reason that something like that is essential and important, and it's not really for a theological but a devotional reflection, is to understand that the Lord knows what you and I struggle with. He knows what we do really well in, and he knows what we do really sinful well in. And nothing is catching God by surprise. We've said it before. He doesn't have a flash drive up there, and he's like, oh, I lost Dave's flash drive. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea what's going on. That doesn't happen. And what's awesome about God is he still uses us even when we do dumb things. Now, in my life, I want to be used as much as I can be used by God. I happen to enjoy the partnership between God and I. But I don't think I do such a good job that he can just always call on me and I'll never have a flaw or a fault or something going on. That's not what it is. He brings me in like I bring my son in, and I do things with him even though I think, I could probably do that better. But I love him no less, and I want him to partner with me in certain things no less. So even though you might be struggling, or maybe you're not to the place where you think you ought to be or need to be, it's not that that's wrong to think that. In fact, that pursuit of God is a fantastic, fantastic gift that you have from him. But don't think for a moment that God can't use you. He used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. So God can pretty much do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. The biggest thing is that we never stop pursuing, we never stop seeking, we never stop hungering, we never stop approaching, we never stop crying out, and we never stop laughing with him. We do it all because he's there for us, and will be so for all eternity. Just come as you are. He will be there as he is, and his being there is so much better. Right? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. Da-da-da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
Serve! There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Which I am very happy to be in Texas. Talking to my daughter who's in Tennessee. You know, I'm just happy to be in Texas. Let me just say it that way. Let's get our first Bible trivia question out on the table. Not a difficult one, but probably one you kind of should know. Who said, quoting in Proverbs, who said in the New Testament, so who in the New Testament, you know, chose to bring this verse up, the dog is turned to his own vomit again? Which of the 12 disciples, hint, 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 wrote this, giving a reference to Proverbs, I think it's 25 or 26 or something like that. He said, a dog is turned to his own vomit again. Which, by the way, when you see that up close and live, you go, wow, that really is accurate, isn't it? Yes, it is. It's just disgusting, but that's how it goes. Which one said that? One of the 12 disciples wrote that in some of the writings. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. I know you guys didn't want me to make all the trivia questions super easy, so I didn't. That's a good way to say that. We are. You know what? We are going to try and do this thing. We're going to try and do our word now. So we don't rarely. We rarely do this in the first half hour, but I just want to try it. So we're going to do a Hebrew word. So here we go. Get ready for a Hebrew word.
Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava.
There you go. This is out of Psalm 91. It'll actually be verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty Shaddai. Shaddai. The Almighty means the Almighty is El Shaddai. So El is the Shaddai Almighty. Ever heard that song?
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai. Oh, it's beautiful.
El Shaddai.
Yeah, it's El Shaddai, means the Almighty. It's a beautiful song that Amy Grant sang. I don't know if she wrote it. I can't remember that part, but she it's just fantastic, fantastic, fantastic song. And the idea here is to understand El Shaddai in this way, okay? It means Almighty, all-powerful. It is God Almighty. This name occurs about 50 times in the Old Testament. It was the name by which God was known to the patriarchs, like to Abraham. Some scholars trace its origin to the verb shaddad, meaning mighty or unconquerable. Others trace it to Akkadian, which means mountain, indicating the strength. None of that stuff matters. This is what matters. It's like, yeah, all-powerful, almighty, El Shaddai, the Almighty. That's the Hebrew word for today. There you go. For those of you that remember Amy Grant, go listen to that song. You'll appreciate it that much more, understanding what the word means. All right, last on the trivia, we already got Al stepping in. By the way, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I saw your text way too late, so I couldn't get back to you. The question is, which of the 12 disciples quoted the Proverbs about the dog returning to its vomit in his letters? That's straightforward. If you know, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Here's your only hint. This particular disciple wrote two letters. Two. That should help you. Okay, I'm going to ask a question. I already know kind of probably that our fantastic chair probably doesn't know this movie. Have you ever heard of a movie called City Slickers?
No. Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Okay. I can't go into the depth of the movie, but the whole premise of the movie is They go on this trailblazing experience, all these best friends, and one of the guys in there just kind of feels like he's lost it, lost his way, can't find his way. And so a lot of people feel that way. You're like, I can't find my way. I just feel like I'm lost. I feel like my two front tires are bald, and one goes right and one goes left, and I'm not really going anywhere. It's like, yeah, there's a response to that because there's only – this is the big part of the movie. Only one thing – somebody's calling in, so we'll get a chance for that. But only one thing that the city slickers needed to remember, if you remember the cowboy who told them that, and we're going to show that Jesus taught what that one thing was. Isn't Jesus amazing? He does that. And so when you lose your way and you're not sure where you're going or what you're doing, he gives us – he gives us the one thing. And so when we take this call and then we'll answer the question, then be aware that this thing we're going to talk about is the one thing that you and I need when we fall off the trail, when we miss, when we oops-a-daisy, or when we're not keeping the right vision and perspective in play. Got that? Okay. All right. Is this person ready to answer that trivia question? All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
David, this is Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking.
You got it. All right, so this is a trivia question, and it's quoted from Proverbs, but it's one of the disciples that quoted it in one of his epistles. Who said the dog is turned to his own vomit again? Who wrote that?
I'm just thinking Peter's not what I'm thinking of right now. So.
That is correct. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20, 21, and 22, but primarily 22. Yeah. That is right. You have got it. You nailed it down, and that's a good job.
Well, thank you. I praise the Lord for the answers and the Holy Spirit for recall of the word.
Amen. Sometimes you need the Holy Spirit to go, it's this.
Yeah,
I need that all the time.
Give him glory and praise too, because he's a good worker in my life. The Holy Spirit, got to be born again, right, brother? Got to be born again.
Yep, got to be born again with Spirit. Absolutely, that's why Luke 12:12. At that time, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say. Like there you go. Amen. That's what you need.
Amen.
All right, my brother. Good
appreciate
job.
It. Yep, appreciate your program.
All right, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too, my friend.
Thank you, brother. That's right. I hope you guys missed me on Friday because it was a replay. Some of you were answering the trivia question while it was replay. That's what I know, that they didn't hear the very beginning. This is a replay. That's all I know. It's like, is it this? Is it this? No, it's like, I'm not there. Okay. All right. I want to go back to this City Slicker thing because a lot of you guys know about this. Don't get over worldly size when we talk about stuff like this. City Slickers was all about somebody losing their way, and you have to. They needed to discover the one thing in order for them to find their way. Well, Jesus taught that. Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Now, as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all of her preparations. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Now, just before we say anything else, how many of you could relate to that? Lord, how come I've got to do all this stuff? Why doesn't somebody else do this? That doesn't seem right. And then she said, then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha. You are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. Okay? So if you go through the text, you see Jesus is getting the same thing that we drop on Jesus, that Job drops on Jesus, that the disciples dropped on Jesus, that everybody drops on Jesus. Don't you care? This is the human, you know. And then it's always followed up with what? It's not fair. As though life was fair. As though when you were born, there was a little clause in your fortune cookie that said life will always be fair. Where's that one? I never got that fortune cookie. I got the fortune cookie that said you're paying double. That's right. And so here, it's like, oh, Jesus, don't you care? It's not fair. Uh-huh. And then Jesus' response was what? You know, you're worried and bothered about a bunch of stuff. So it's just a nice way of saying, yeah, you got a lot going on in your mind, don't you? Got a lot of racing taking place there in your mind, and none of that stuff's that important. What do you mean? I'm hosting you, and I'm feeding people, and I'm being the great hostess, and I'm doing it. And Jesus is like, none of that stuff's that important. He's saying, you've got too many distractions. And then he closes it with this. One thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen that good part. Well, what was it that Mary was doing? Sitting at the Lord's feet and listening to his word. That's what she was doing. When we lose our way, and we do, we get caught up and worried and stressed out, all these different things. There's one thing that we got to remember. One thing, City Slicker. One thing. And that's to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to what he has to say. That's how you get everything realigned. That's how you make everything make sense again. Because we can get bothered by so many things, distracted by so many things. I mean, there's even songs that are say distract, talk about distractions. We have so many distractions in life. And God is telling us there's one thing you got to keep straight. You can't be bothered by this. You can't be, you know, stressed out about this. You can't be overburdened by this. You just need to sit before me and listen to what I got to say. And as my creation, you'll get it. And it will be good. I'm like, wow, you trying to tell me it could be easier? Yes. How do I say that more clearly? Yes. Is that good? Yes. I could do it with a little accent. You betcha. All right. One thing. Make sure, City Slicker, got the one thing. Sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to what he has to say. Yes. All right, we'll take a short break. Come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Up at the top of the hour, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here I go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away.
That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.